official home for the Northview Chiefs, northescambia.com.
Well, with 8:25 to go now in the third quarter, this is Rick and Rick and Doug. We are back now with your Northview Chiefs here on NorthScammy.com. We have had technical difficulty all night on this homecoming. We're not upset, though, because the weather's great. We're not perspiring because the first 3 weeks were horrible. The heat was just unbearable. But tonight it's nice and cool and we're relaxed. But we'll catch you up in a few minutes. But right now it's 3rd and 13 for the Chiefs from about their own 44. Lowry's back. His pass is thrown, and it's broke up by number 11, Hooper. It was intended for Uhouse. It'll be 4th down now for the Chiefs. So the Chiefs will have to punt. The score is the Northview Chiefs 14 and the Baker Gators 6. Well, as I was saying, Doug, we were having technical difficulties here with the recorder for our NorthScammy.com. So we'll take some time here as we get a chance to catch you up at what's happened so far tonight. Our Northview Chiefs are playing the Baker Gators as number 37. Porter drops back and punts for our Chiefs, and it's going to go down and rest just inside the 20. They're going to mark it on the 1st and 10 for Baker on the 19-yard line. So, let's try to catch them up as we get a chance here with 7:38 to go, 14-6 your score, Northview over Baker. Yeah, that's a lot of catching up there, Doug.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Number 40, Moore is in the shotgun. He takes and keeps it. He's going to keep it and scamper for about 3 yards.
He has had a great night tonight.
He has. He is responsible for the 6 points that Baker has on the board tonight. On their second possession tonight, he seemed to just have his way with our defense. But the rest of the night, the defense has pretty much been in control of this ball game as far as it goes. Baker just hasn't had much offense to speak of.
Other than that number 40, they've broken a few plays. He's run some good yardage. But most of the Northview defense has been there and stopped them for every other drive tonight.
Again, Moore, he takes it. He hands the number 22, tries to come around the right side, but he's going to slip, number 22.
Ivory Smith.
He slips and falls for a short gain. And it looks like it's going to be 3rd down and 8 now for the Gators.
One of the things we can catch you up on tonight is that Newhouse has had a very good night. He's rushed for well over 75 yards from the little bit that we kept stats when we were able to. We're not working on the technical difficulties, but
Moore takes the snap and keeps it. He's going to go up the middle and across the 25 to the 26, but he's going to be short of the first down. That's going to make it 4th and about, it's going to be a long 3, maybe 4. Let's see where they spot it. It's going to be 4th and 3. So where they're sitting now, the Gators are going to have to punt again to the Northview Chiefs. So with 5:40 left, it's still 14-6. As Chiefs drops back deep for the Northview Chiefs to receive the Gator punt.
Number 80 is going to be doing the kicking for the Gators tonight, Logan Wagner. And he's waiting the snap. He is a high snap and good kick. He's got a good kick.
Sheets is going to return it. He takes it. He gets it. He's going around the right side. He's got some green in front of him. There he is. And guess who? It's big number 40 who is playing quarterback. Going to stop, but not after.
He's going to catch him for a horse collar on that one.
I'm fixing to say, I saw that yellow coming out too. I was thinking the same thing. But I believe you're right. I believe it's going to be, yes, it is. It is. That's what he's signaling. A horse car call one.
Chiefs will get a few extra yards out of this one. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. We're going to have some excellent field position.
It's going to take them a few minutes to pick up all the flags. There were flags everywhere. So that would be first and five. That would be 15 yards at the end of the return there.
First and 10.
And Uhouse is coming on off. He's fine, and I'm glad to see that because those tackles a lot of times lead to some injuries. And there's timeout on the field. Water break. So with 5:07 left, 14-6, you scored. North UT's over the Baker Gator. Let's take a minute to try to catch up on what's going on. Again, the defense has for Northview has stood tall tonight, only giving up 6 points thus far, and they give that up on a run up the middle, a number 40 to Baker by the quarterback Moore. Northview scored first in the ball game tonight with their first possession, taking it down and scoring. And Lowry with the extra point put the Chiefs up 7-0 early in the first quarter. The Gators were unable to score on their first possession and had to punt. And we turned it over on our second possession. The teams are back on the field. Lowry under center, tight wing, hands off to Uhouse. Uhouse over the left side between the center and the guard. He's going to go, it looks like, for about six, maybe 8 yards there. He's going to take it down inside the 15. So it'll be second down. They're going to say he went for 6 yards, so second and 4 now for the Chiefs. Again, Lowry brings him up. He's under center. Piles, number 17, takes a pitch. Piles is going to have first down yardage. As he takes it down, and it's going to be just inside the 10. He's going to be just outside the 5-yard line. They're going to mark it on, looks like what? It's on the 6-yard line? Going to mark it on the 6-yard line, so it's going to be first and goal from the 6-yard line for the Chiefs. Again, with 4:10 left in the third quarter, it's a Norfolk Chiefs 14 and the Baker Gators 6. Lowry brings them up again with a tight wing formation. Center takes it, Uhouse in motion. Uhouse takes a snap, goes over the left side, and he's going to drive hard, and he's in the end zone for the second time tonight. Dustin Uhouse is in with Northview Chiefs, which will take us to 20. So now with 3:53 left in the third quarter, your score is now the Northview Chiefs 20 and the Baker Gators 6, Doug.
Some excellent breathing room for us on that one.
Look good, and again, behind the blocking of number 78, Mr. John Sellers, and number 67, Samuel Cooler. That left side has been very busy tonight. I'm hollering if you just heard that, because the cheerleader that needs to be on the softball team just rang the window, and I caught the little gold football from DirecTV with Northview Chiefs on it. So, go cheerleaders! So, Doug and I have both had an opportunity to catch a football tonight. Doug missed his, and I have mine. So, Doug said it scared him. So, the score now, with Lowry's extra point attempt up and good as I was catching my football, is now your Northview Chiefs 21 and the Baker Gators 6 at 3:53 left in the third quarter.
Your official home for the Northview Chiefs, NorthEscambia.com.
Lowry set the kickoff. He has been really kicking the ball well tonight, and this one is no exception. Takes it down to the 10 yards. yard line. Number 20 picks it up, and he is hit immediately. Number 22, Austin Albritton, really hammered down there and just really ended that run before it ever got started. So Baker will take over on the 10-yard line.
Wow.
With 3 minutes, 44 seconds in the third quarter. So the Chiefs are showing some excitement there, Rick.
Yes, and that's young. That's the Albritton's young. He's a sophomore or a freshman? Let's look here.
Just a sophomore.
Just a sophomore. Got down there quick and made a good hit.
Number 40 is the quarterback. He's in the shotgun, waiting the snap. And we've got motion.
We're going to get motion call. That's good.
So
make it first and 15 now.
So now let's back them up. That's going to put them on the 5-yard line, Rick. The Chiefs got them right where they want them now.
5-yard penalty for first down.
There's only one place to hear Northview High School football. It's right here on NorthEscambia.com.
All right. Here we go again. Number 40 in the shotgun. 22's in motion, going around the right side. Going back to pass, but he's scrambling. He is running all over the field. That guy did a lot of running. He might have gained 4 yards, but he ran up and down the field. So, second and four.
Right? Moore has been the bright spot for the Gator offense, but Doug, you know as well, this is a team sport. One man can't do it by himself. And number 44 for us, who was at long, Stephen Long, on the tackle that time.
The defense stayed at home and was able to land that quarterback scramble.
It's going to be second and four.
Kept him contained. So, number 40 running up the middle this time like on a quarterback keeper. Maybe a yard on the play, maybe two they gave him. So going to bring up a third and they call it a third and one. Looks like a long one. So let's see what the Chiefs can come up with a stop here. The Gators have got the call in from the sideline, bringing them up to the line.
You call his own number again, Doug.
Northview standing in, looks like a 5-2 defense. The Baker Gators have a man in motion. Quarterback keeps it, trying to go up the middle, but
he's
North
not going to get it. The Chiefs stand tall. They were looking for him to get it too. Number 7 is in the backfield, who is Montero Mitchell. He's first of 3 Gators to get back there. It looked like also number 49, Levi Gittins, is also in on the stop.
We got several good plays by the defense. They're just really keeping that quarterback contained here late in the game.
Right, and I see again number. Okay, a holding call now against the Gators, and I also see number 80 again coming on for the Gators, Mr. Wagner. So that means he's going to punt because it is a punting situation again. But with a minute 49 left in the third quarter, 21-6, your score, Northview over Baker. And let's see.
We're going to have excellent field position out of this punt.
Yep.
So Chris Sheets is only standing on.
They're going to wave it off. On the Gator side of the field, about the 45, moves back to about the 48, 49 yard line. Now moves it in up close to the 46. And
good high there.
He's going to take it right at the 49 yard line, and he's moving, and he breaks a couple tackles, and he's out, and he's around the side. He's down inside the 30, and he takes it late. It's going to be a hit in the back as he takes it into the end zone, but they're going to bring it back because it looks like that we have flags, and it looks like Sean Knight's going to be called for a block in the back. So let's wait and see what happens. But from where I was sitting, I don't believe the block was even necessary because it looked like to me Sheets had nothing but green in front of him and had that beat. I don't even believe the block was necessary.
I've seen that more than one time. The block's not necessary when it's made. It's just unnecessary. And it calls back a good play.
I think the adrenaline just gets bumping good. And so that's going to bring that ball back to the 38-yard line, first and 10 from the Gator 38 now for the Chiefs. Instead of the score being 27-6, it'll stay 21-6 with a minute 21 left in the third quarter.
Well, we'll look on the bright side. We've got excellent field position.
And we have excellent field position, Jack. I look at the backfield as we come with a tight wing. Lowry's up under center with Jackson, Grice, and Uhouse in the backfield. Grice directly behind Lowry. Uhouse is in motion, but he hand off to Jackson. Jackson over the right side. He's going to scamp for about 5 yards, Jeremy Jackson. They're going to say 4 yards over here next door to us.
Jackson's been running hard tonight.
He has ran hard.
He hadn't had the big break like Newhouse, but it's not because of lack of effort.
No, most of his runs have gone 3, 4, 5 yards, hard yards, as the last minute of the third quarter is winding down. And we're going to end the third quarter. Maybe it looks like they'll get one more playoff. Lowry comes up, Newhouse in motion. He takes a snap, but the handoff is going to go to Grice, and Grice is going to move the ball down, and it looks like he's going to have first down yardage. Let's see where the spot is.
It's close, Rick.
It looks close. And let's see. Nope, it's going to be third down and less than a yard. We'll call it third and a yard. As it clicks down to under 15 seconds left. Looks like we will get one more snap off as Lowry brings them up in the tight wing formation. Jackson, Grice, and Uhouse in the backfield. And Uhouse is in motion. Uhouse gets the call,
he's
and he's
it.
Taking over the left side. And he'll go for that first down. As Dustin Uhouse goes for first down, the third quarter comes to an end. So now, Northview 21, Baker 6. Here on homecoming 2009, the Chiefs lead it 21-6 over the Baker Gators. So, Uhouse continues to look impressive tonight as he runs, but I've been impressed with Kyle, number 17, the freshman. He just seems to when he gets that ball, he just seems to want to, hey, I'm gone, get out of my way.
There could be three more great years with number 17, that's for sure.
Looks good. They all look good tonight. The offensive line really looks good on both sides. We favored the left side of that line tonight behind Big John Sellers. But on the opposite side of the line, on the right side, big number 76, Mr. Cooper's looked well also over there when they've gone to his side. And also number 67 over on the left-hand side, Samuel Cooler, has also looked good tonight. The offensive line has looked really good tonight. So the teams come back to the field, and we'll be going in the other direction now to end this ball game tonight. With a 21-6 lead over the Baker Gators, the Northview Chiefs will begin the fourth quarter with a first and 10 from the 26-yard line. Lowry up under center with Grice directly behind him. Jackson and Uhouse. Jackson's in motion. Jackson gets the ball, comes around the right side, behind Kohler. He steps behind Kohler and goes behind Uhouse, and he's going to move it down to the 24, about a 6-yard pickup there, so it's going to make it second down. Looks like maybe 7 yards, so second and 3 now for the Chiefs. So, a nice run that time for Jackson.
It was a good run for him.
I see something as I watch the Gator players as they're trying to train GM personnel. They look really tired. There's number 17, Kyles, but Uhouse gets the handoff out of the backfield, and he's going to run hard. He's going to have first down yardage as he goes to that left side again, right over the center there, off the center, between the center and the guard there. And he's going to have a first down as he moves into what that's going to be on the 15-yard line. So first and 10 from the Gator 15 for the Chiefs with 11 minutes left now, 21-6, Northview.
Chiefs come to the line of scrimmage. Now Grice directly behind Lowry as they're in a tight wing formation. Newhouse out to the right in motion. And it goes to Grice up the middle. He's moving with the pie, though. They take him over to the left side. He's going to move some. He gets 4 yards. A hard four. He moves down to the 11-yard line, though. So it'll be second down and 6 now for the Chiefs. Chiefs come back to the line of scrimmage. Lowry under center again. Grice directly behind him. Newhouse and has Kyles in motion. Kyles gets the pitch and he's up center and he is hit after a short gain of maybe, looks like about 3 yards. So it's going to be third now and 4 for the Chiefs.
The defensive line had good penetration on that play.
Good
they really got in there and disrupted the play.
Yeah. The hole opened, but it closed quickly that time. So here they come, Chiefs back up. Holmes is now in. Grice comes out. Holmes directly behind Lowry. Newhouse in motion. The handoff goes to Holmes up the center. He goes on the right.
Going to be a little short of that first down.
Fourth down. He's going to be about 2.5 yards short. And we are, it looks like there's no question. Lowry looks straight over, and they're definitely going to go for it here. And they're inside the 10-yard line. The ball's resting, looks like, on the Gator 7.
Fourth down and 1 yard to go.
Fourth and a long one. If they're calling it one, it's a long one. So, Lowry under center. Again, Newhouse is in motion. He takes the pitch. He takes it, and he's going to have first down yardage as he continues to move the ball. And he's going to take it down. He runs it. Yes, he's inside the 5. First and goal now for the Chiefs as Newhouse takes it down to, let's see where they mark the ball.
1.5, 2.
It looks like, yeah, about the 2-yard line. So first and goal for the Chiefs now. So Newhouse with another good run as Jackson goes in and Kyles comes out.
I like the way Matthew's keeping a fresh set of legs in there.
Keeping a fresh leg. So it's going to be Holmes directly behind Lowry as he lines up under center with Newhouse and Jackson also in the back. Jackson in motion. Jackson gets the pitch. He's up the center and he's in and he's in for the touchdown. Jackson scores for the Chiefs. So the score now is 27 Northview and 6 for those Baker Gators. And Lowry will get ready to kick that extra point. And Doug, I would just say we're 1-for-1 tonight. We better get ready because I believe those cheerleaders will be throwing footballs again here in just a minute.
I never thought they'd reach way up here, but they've done it twice.
I don't know. I'm going to watch this time and make sure the softball coach gets this cheerleader's name, as tryouts should be happening any time now. And the kick's up. It's good, but there's a flag on the field. Let's see. See what the flag was. I'm not sure what the flag was. But the point after is good. Flag's going to be after the point, I believe. It's going to be 28-6 Northview. So with 8:11 left, it's the Northview Chiefs 28, the Baker Gators 6. So we're waiting to see now.
Black and white still trying to sort that one out.
And I'm looking now. It's going to be against the Gators, whatever the call was. Unsportsmanlike. Against Baker. So they did inject somebody from the ball game. Let's see who it was. Unsportsmanlike. Yes. And they tried. And, oh, my goodness. They threw them. I saw several of those
Looks like the
cheerleaders, aired them, and they got up about four rows shy of us that time, but looked like they were aiming. I think one of those came from the Kaiser household. So, I'm not sure who was ejected. Looks like there's still discussion. But Northview will kick off from the Gator 45 to the Gators.
Wait, so, Lowry's been kicking tonight. He'll probably put it through the goalpost.
It could be. And that doesn't help.
Still waiting on the referee to blow the whistle?
Yeah. He had been on the sideline there talking to the coach. They said there was an ejection also. I don't know who it was. He takes the ball. It's into the end zone, which will be a touchback, and will come out to the 20-yard line for the Gators. First and 10 for the Baker Gators from their 20. So with 8:11 still to go now, it's 28-6, the Northview Chiefs. So only 8:11 to go in the fourth quarter of homecoming 2009, and our Northview Chiefs looking really good here.
Looking very good. Tonight, we can always blame it on the cooler weather. I know if it was up to me, we would. Therefore,
week two, I wanted to blame it on the rain, so that'll be okay.
Yeah, we've had a couple games of those. But the weather is beautiful tonight. There's a slight breeze. Weather's cool as Baker
number
takes
80's
it.
Number 80's back. He's going to pass, and his pass
goes through number.
Wagner is number 80. It's intended for number 15, Maynard. It's incomplete. Led him a little too far. But that was pass all the way. And it looks like they're in a hurry-up offense, and that's what they're going to be doing now. Baker has showed us three different quarterbacks tonight, and it looks like 80, Wagner, is going to stay in now. And looks like they're going to try to throw that ball. Let's see, because they have four out to each side. The number 22 goes in motion. Number 80 drops back again, and he has aired it out, and it's nice. But it's going to be picked off by the Chiefs by number 9, Austin Arrington, who last week, while we were down in Bozeman, we kept calling his number, but we didn't have a roster with us. And Doug and I are new to Northview football, and we're new to the men. The young men were not familiar with their names and numbers. And Austin Arrington had a fabulous game on defense last week, breaking up passes. He broke up three key passes that kept us in the ball game last week. And tonight he comes up with a key interception here now.
He was essential last week, and like I said, that was a great interception right there.
He stood there like it looked like the pass was intended for him the whole time. So, we have a new quarterback coming in. Brandon Sheets, number 8, is under center for the Chiefs. And we have a new running back also, number 6. And he's running, Montario Mitchell. He's going to bring around the side. And it's going to be, he comes around and crosses a 40. And it's going to be a face mask. It'll be called against the Gators. So, we're going to have to mark that one off, too. So, let's look. Personal foul. Yep. It's going to be 15 yards to the end of the run. They say a spearing led with his helmet, it was a call. It'll be 15 yards from the end of a 6-yard run. That was a good run there by Mitchell. Looked really good. Mitchell was another sophomore that looks real good for the future of the Chiefs. Chiefs got a lot of up and coming backs.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. It's unfortunate. We've seen several personal foul penalties tonight.
And I think, you know, a team comes in, and we, the Chiefs, I know last year had a long season with, I think, with only three wins last year. As Kyle takes the handoff, goes around the left side, and he's still on his feet, and he's going to go for, it looks like, about 4 yards. And it'll be second and six now from the Chiefs on the 21-yard line. But Chiefs, I think, won three last year, and it was a long year. But the Baker Gators come in 0-4, and this is another district game for them, is my understanding. And it's not fun.
Frustrating.
Being on that, it's very frustrating. And these are young men, and their tempers get to them. And my hat's off to the coaching staff on both sides. You got to keep them in the game. And it's a pass, and he's back in his pass. Is good to his tight end, number 84. And we have U-House. Lance, another U-House, is going to take it and receive it and bring it down in the end. And he's tackled at the 5-yard line. So Sheets' pass is to yet another U-House coming up, another sophomore. Sophomore to sophomore there. And it'll be first and goal from the 5-yard line for the Chiefs with 6:43 left. It's 28-6. And Grice gets the carry and goes up the center. Looks like he's going to take it for about maybe a yard. So it'll be second and goal. And now from the, it'll be second and goal from the 4-yard line.
That was an excellent pass play, that play before. Good pass play.
Sheets
by the
looked really good on that set. So beautiful pass. Sheets under center. He pitches to Kyles. Kyles around the left side, and he's going to go. And Kyle sends up and goes into the end zone with 6 minutes left. It's going to go now 34-6. Now, Chiefs, as Kyles, the freshman, scores from 4 yards out.
You know, looked like he was going to go wide that time, but he saw a hole, changed directions at just on a dime, and straight up the field he went, and then the referee was raising his hands.
So Lowry's back, ready to attempt the extra point. Our new quarterback, Sheets, the hold. He takes the snap. It's a little high, but he gets it down. The kick is up, and it is no good. So with 5:57 left in the game, it is 34 for the Northview Chiefs and 6 for the Baker Gators. So, homecoming 2009 is looking really good.
Northview is looking good tonight. They're able to move the ball. They're running. They're passing. Defense playing well. It's just a good night for Northview, that's for sure. Lowry's lining them up to kick again.
So, with 5:57 go, this game is seems to be well in hand, but a lot can happen. Still with just under 6 minutes to go. As Dyer begins to kick, he kicks. It's a little low line drive this time. Bounces at the 10. It's touched, and it's going to bounce past. It's touched, though, by number 10 there. So it goes into the end zone. They're going to bring it out. Touchback. First and 10 from the 20. I looked at that name, Doug, there on there, and I'm not even going to say it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to try to say it. I heard the announcer say a few minutes ago, Sanyo or Sangyo, but I don't want to tear his name up too bad.
That's right.
So it's an official timeout, water break on the field. And let's just watch for a minute. And let's take a timeout with them, Doug.
Thanks for joining us for Northview High School football here on NorthEscambia.com.
And So at 5:57 left to go, and the score 34-6. The teams come back out on the field after the water break timeout. And the Gators will have first and 10 from their own 20. Number 80 still is in. Wagner as quarterback, and there's going to be movement on the line. Number 56 for Edgar, Chad Edgar for the Gators. Oh, no, they're going to say offside against the Chiefs, so he was drawn offside. That's going to be 5 yards marked off against our Chiefs, so it'll be first and 5 now for the Gators. So Wagner brings them again back to the line of scrimmage. He's back in the shotgun formation, awaiting the snap. And he takes a snap and hands the ball to number 5, who brings it out around the side and gets the corner. And he's going to go for the yardage, but he's met hard there. And he's hit hard by number 7 and number 37, Chancery and Moore. Moore was the first there. Chancery was there behind him with the hit. But that was first down yardage. So now, from the 37-yard line, it'll be first and 10 for the Gators. Wagner looking to the sideline. He calls a play as they're at the line of scrimmage. He takes a snap. It's a quick pitch out to number 10. Oh, it's a block. Number 86. It makes a stop. And number 22, they just missed that. You know, sometimes when you're blocking the back, Seth Leonard made the stop. But Seth Leonard got hit square in the back. But he got blocked into the man who caught the ball. Number 10, which I can't say his name again. We're going to call him Sanyo just to make him feel good, call his name. But another player hit our guy, Rob Square, in the back. Knocked him right into the ball carrier. So, again, Wagner in the shotgun. Number 5 in motion as Washington. And he takes the ball. He's going to scamper. He's going to have first down yardage. He's going to bring it across midfield. And they're going to bring the ball down to about the 47-yard line of the Northview Chiefs. With 4:55 left to go in the fourth quarter, you score Northview Chiefs 34, the Baker Gators 6. First and 10 now for the Baker Gators.
Looks like the Gators have put together a little bit of a drive here. They're picking up a few first downs. Got some good plays called. Keeping the Chiefs guessing right now. As they got trips to the left side. Quarterback's rolling.
Wagner's rolling out. He's going to keep it. He's going to go for first down yardage as he crosses the 35 down across the 35 to the 34. No, they're going to call him down on the 35-yard line, but it's still going to be first down yardage after a pickup of 12 for the quarterback, Wagner. As I look out on the field, I'm missing a number 40, Doug, out of this entire series, who has been the offense all night for Baker. Moore has not been on the field. He may have been the player ejected earlier. I'm not sure, and I don't want to be premature in calling that, but I've not seen him in this drive.
And he must be the one that was ejected because they definitely would want him in the game.
Right. So, here we go. They give up a sideline warning against the Chiefs. They pick it up, first and 10. Wagner takes a snap. He rolls out to his right. I think he intends on keeping it, but this time he is going to be hit quickly by number 88, Shook. James Shook of the Chiefs is the first Chief there to get him. Shook makes a good stop. He read that play. He just saw it go to the left, Doug, and go for 12 yards and first down yard. He said, "You're not coming to my side, Mr. Wagner."
And
makes
ran
a good
him down.
Stop. Yes, he did.
Ran him down. He was a good
so save. Now with 2nd and 8 with 3:35 left, the score 35-6, Northview. Wagner brings them back to the line of scrimmage. And number five in motion. And number five gets a handoff, and he's going to go around, and he's going to have first down yardage. He's going to go for about 10 yards. They only need eight. So he's going to be inside down to about the 22-yard line, first and 10 for the Gators. So the Gators are putting together a drive here. But now I see something that I really like with a comfortable lead. Coach is letting some of these guys get some playing time. We see some fresh numbers in there that we haven't been seeing tonight. And I like to see all the guys get a chance to play. It is homecoming. And there's some motion there, but I think it's going to be on the Chiefs this time. Let's see. Think it's going to be 5-5 on us. Let's see. See what they do here. They're talking about
like the Gators have found a play that has been working real well. They keep going.
It's going to go against the Gators, but it's going to be senior against them, so it'll be first and 15. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you're right.
They've been running this this play, same play, different sides, changing it a little bit, but it's been working well for them, and they're back in that same formation.
Right.
Let's see if they run it. Got another flag.
Flag down, and I believe it's going to be
delayed.
Yep. Let's see. Yep. It's going to go against the Chiefs.
Offside
on the Chiefs. Whoa. So they got that five back pretty quick, so we'll just go right back and get first and 10. So we just walked that five their way and then just come right back and brought it our way. So no harm, no foul, as they say, Doug. First and 10 now from the 22 for the Gators. Number five is in motion. Number 80, Wagner, keeping heel roll. He is passing all the way, but it is broke up nicely. Number 37 for the Chiefs, Aaron Chantry, breaks it up. It's intended for number, it looks like Jacob 8. I couldn't tell the number. It looks like number 12, 8. That's who it was intended for.
Chantry really broke that one up. It was very good coverage.
Actually, it's Dakota Hooper, number 11. No, it's... I can't see it all, Doug. That's Maynard, 15, Christian Maynard, the pass was intended for. He was looking for a frag, but that was just excellent coverage by Chantry of the Chiefs. So Wagner again brings the Gators up to the line of scrimmage. He's in a shotgun. Number five's in motion, and he takes a handoff. And this time, he is going to scamper, and he's going to take it down, and he's going to get it close to get it into the end zone. There were some missed tackles on that.
That's that same play that I was just telling you about. They really found something that was working.
Right.
And so why not use it?
Number five, Washington, is going to take it down. And he's going to have it inside the...
Stepped out of bounds.
Stepped out of bounds. And it's still going to be first and goal. And I can't see where they got it marked, Doug. Northview has called a timeout.
Look at the 8-yard line.
At the 8-yard line. So it's first and goal for the Baker Gators on their Northview Chiefs 8. There's 2:21 left. Northview Chiefs 34 and the Baker Gators 6. And we have a timeout on the field. Northview.
The Chiefs will be on the road next week, taking on the Bonifay.
Yeah, as you hear the public address announcers announcing, Chiefs will be in Bonifay next week. That's one of those long road trips again. For Norfolk University, please come out and join us. It's a lot of fun to go and travel with the Chiefs. Doug and I go, and we have a good time. We both drive back and go to work by 6 o'clock the next morning, but it's well worth it to go support your Chiefs. My wife says, you're not too old, go, it's fun. Go out, support our students. They need our support. So we'll be going to our game is in Holmes County, which is in Bonifay, Florida.
So, here we are, the timeout. Wagner takes the ball. He takes the snap, hands off to number 10, and number 10 is going to step it into the end zone. Sangayo, I hear the public address announcer announce his name. Sangayo is how you say that young man's name, has ran it in, and we now have a new score with 2:16 left in the fourth quarter, 34-12 now, as Sangayo takes it over the left side and takes it the 8 yards into the end zone for the Baker Gators. So, they found a little something on that drive, and they just made it work against the Northview defense, though.
They did. They put together a good drive. They moved the ball. But once again, you know, Northview's got some fresh players out there that we don't normally see.
They're going for two. Number 80 takes a snap. He's dropping back to pass. He's going to shoot it to 15, and they're going to put that extra point attempt for two into number 15, Maynard, for his two-point conversion. So with 2:16, 34-14, your new score. That was a nice play right there, screen play. Maynard just hesitated there on the line, let his man slip on pass and come in. And Wagner just held on a second, dropped that pass over to him, and he walked right into the end zone with it.
This is Northview High School Football on NorthEscambia.com.
All right, looks like the Baker Gators are going to go for the onside kick, but they pooched it out of bounds. They were all gathered together in the middle of the field. Looked like they had some type of onside kick, but anyway, the play didn't work too good. Northview will take over. Let's see where the referee spots the ball. Around the 35-yard line. 2:16 left in the game. And let's see who the quarterback's going to be. It's going to be Brandon Sheets coming out. He's going to lead the Chiefs. We see a lot of substitution going on both sides. Northview brings the ball up to the line. They got that tight formation. Sheets waiting for the snap, takes it, hands it off up the middle. What we had there was number, looks like 49 was the fullback. I don't know if it was a bad handoff or what, but the ball was laid on the ground, but Sheets was able to pick it back up. So, lost of six on the play. His coach was trying out a new fullback there with Levi Gideon. So, Sheets is still in the huddle. As we're looking at a 2nd and 16. The Gators are look like they're going to be in their 5-2 formation. The Chiefs take the snap, and this is like Grice up the middle. Went over the left side. He picked up maybe a couple, three. So looks like the Chiefs are just trying to run the clock out and leave on homecoming with a good night tonight. We've had a very good game tonight, Rick.
Really good game. Really good. Looked good. This is a good time to give some of the guys some playing time, and plus get a chance to see what else you might have there. And there goes that freshman Kyle. I'm telling you, that kid, he's got breakaway speed. If he ever breaks those tackles there, I mean, he's gone. It's usually just one that stops him each time. That is a whale of a ball player we've got coming up right now.
He's close every time he gets the ball. He just never knows.
Every time. He's a big, big back, too. So under 30 seconds now left in the game.
Looks like Sheets is going to try and just let the clock run out. They're just looking to the sideline. Looks like this could be it.
Nope. Northview's going to take a timeout. 13 seconds left.
Well, it was 4th and 10. Chiefs are going to take a timeout here. As we have had an excellent homecoming night here tonight. The weather's cooperated. This is the best football weather we've had all year.
I looked this morning, a little after 6 this morning, on the internet, and they were saying rain, 90% chance of rain. A few hours later, they were saying 50% chance of rain. And I ran a few errands for the wife this morning, got a few sprinkle drops, and it looked like it might rain heavy around 9, but then it cleared off and the sun come and enjoyed the homecoming parade today, and it's been a beautiful evening here for Northview.
It sure has. As Northview's going to punt this ball away, number
37.
Aaron Chantry had a good punt. And a chief roll down to about the 22. And that is the ball game. So there you go. 34-14. The Chiefs have won homecoming. Come stay tuned next week as the Chiefs travel to Holmes County for another 7 o'clock kickoff game.
Come and join us.
Good night.
This is Northview High School Football on NorthEscambia.com. Thanks for listening to Northview High School Football from NorthEscambia.com.